Hello and welcome. I'm Dave Mertz, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Simplex, and welcome back to our podcast. So we've done several of these so far, and we're really enjoying it. Today, I have with me Jason Drought. Jason is our Director of Multifamily and Commercial Business at Simplex, and you know, Jason and I have worked together for almost 21 years. So, hey, welcome to the call, Jason.
Appreciate it, Dave. Glad to be here.
Yeah, now Jason and I are speaking, if anybody is curious. We're on our phones and we're working remotely right now, even though we're back running at Simplex, and we've been back now. This is our first week back with the plant running, and we're pleasantly surprised with the attendance. You know, there was some apprehension with everything, obviously, that's going on with the pandemic. But as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, we've been cleared to work and putting certain safety precautions in place. We were able to begin production, but there was always in the back of our mind what our attendance was going to be. And out of 125 employees in our plant, I think our absenteeism was like maybe a dozen people when we came back on Monday. So we're thrilled, and it turned out really that the people working in our plant were anxious to come back, and I think everybody's got their heads on right, and we're looking forward to just working our way back through the system and learning how to work remotely and safely in the plant. But you know, it's great. The salespeople never really stopped working. We were working remotely, and then 2 weeks ago we came back into our offices and began to work. So, you know, we're looking forward to future work. So, as I said, Jason, welcome, and you know, I want to take a minute and talk about Jason Drought at our plant before we really get into the questions about multifamily. But as I said, Jason and I have worked together for just about 21 years. I came to Simplex more as a career change in the middle of my career. Jason started when he was still in high school and started on a program working in our drafting department. And when he graduated, he came to Simplex in a full-time position working in drafting. Jason, jump in if I'm messing this up at all, but you worked in our drafting department for like 6 years?
Yes, that is correct. It was about 6 years before I made the transition over to sales.
Yeah. And Jason expressed an interest in sales. He has a very outgoing personality, and one of the unique things about Jason's skills is he would self-educate on things. He had a creative personality. For instance, he was one of the first guys at Simplex that had an iPhone. And back in 2005, 2006, when they came out, and then as this caught on, Jason, by the time everybody else at Simplex had an iPhone, Jason was an expert. So Jason used to always give us little tips and shortcuts on how to better use an iPhone. But what made Jason successful when he came into the sales department at Simplex and he first came in working for me in the residential division was that if he didn't know something, he would go research it and find out about it. And it's led to a lot of success for him. And as our multifamily business grew, we needed to turn to somebody like Jason who had experience in the engineering world. He had a sales personality. He was willing to learn new things. And that's led to a lot of success for Jason. And, you know, I'll get off my soapbox, Jason, but can you add a little bit about your career at Simplex before we get started?
Absolutely, Dave. You know, 21 years is certainly a long time. You know, back in 99, like you said, I started while I was still in high school on a co-op program. And, you know, I had a interest in drafting and design, you know, had a family background in that. My grandfather was an engineer and had an uncle that was an architect. And, you know, during my initial, you know, drafting and design schooling, I had to decide whether I was going to go, you know, on a mechanical or an architectural route. And I had interest in architecture. An opportunity came up for a co-op position here at Simplex. And, you know, obviously I was excited to take it. And, enjoyed it and thought, you know, I'm going to do this for maybe a year or two before I continue my education and go on to college and, you know, advance in that direction. Well, you know, it turns out I never left. So, you know, it's just been a great place to work. And as you mentioned, you know, I mean, this industry is different. Just being intrigued by it and going out into the plant, talking to the different departments, seeing how things were framed, understanding why and how we do things helped me a lot in being successful in the drafting and design side of our business. And then, you know, I wanted more, as I expressed to, like, yourself and senior management. You know, opportunity came to come over to the sales side, and really grateful for that. And, you know, I had a successful career in the single family side. And then, I think it was 2013 when I had the opportunity to move over to the multifamily division. So, I mean, it's been a great journey here, and you know, I'm grateful for it.
Well, that's fantastic, and I know, you know, I personally have enjoyed our working relationships and always enjoy working with you. So,
likewise.
So, anyhow, you know, tell me, we're going to talk a minute about how. Over these past podcasts, I've talked to, you know, a lot of builders and Pat Pichoni, the owner of Simplex, and Dave Pinella, our vice president of Simplex, and talked a little bit about how everybody's had to adapt during the course of the events of this pandemic. So how, you know, have you had to do anything different? How did you adapt? How did you communicate? How did you stay positive in your world?
Well, you know, I held up better than I thought I would. Let me put it that way. You know, I'm one of the few that probably, you know, this quarantining worked to my advantage, because I was already home recovering from recent back surgery, and it gave me ability to rest, you know, as I needed, but also still work. And you know, for me individually, that was a positive. You know, thankfully, knowing that I was already going to be out of the office for a couple of weeks recovering, I had already had myself set up prior to, you know, everything shutting down and the quarantine going into effect, that, you know, I was already had the ability to work from home. So my routine there, as far as, you know, pricing and responding to clients, really wasn't impacted. The biggest change that, I noticed was communication in general, the way everybody was, you know, being constantly on the phone, not being able to just, you know, walk down the hall or go over to the other departments and talk to the people here internally. And then also, you know, with clients and, you know, design teams, keeping active projects moving forward. You know, everybody seemed to adapt quickly to this, clients and architects, engineers, and you know, it was business as usual, but it was in a different way, as because everybody was doing it virtually. So you know, it really helped me keep a positive attitude, just knowing that not only us as a company, but as an industry, could adapt so quickly, and it gave me hope that we'd be back to business as we currently are.
You know, and I have to agree with you. I think The transition went a lot smoother than I expected. I guess my only regret is that I didn't buy Zoom stock 3 months ago, because I was looking at some of these, you know, these companies that have had unintended consequences, positive or negative, because of the COVID, and Zoom stock has gone up about 300%. So I guess the opportunity to get in on the downside of that has passed us by. But well, you know, Jason, I appreciate you filling in the background of your career, and it's, you know, you have many more years to enjoy that and hone your skills. But, you know, I want to now kind of switch gears and talk about the multifamily business, because in the past 5 or 6 years, the modular housing industry in general there's been a big transition to multifamily for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, to give a little history about Simplex's multifamily business, you know, Simplex has been in business for 49 years. And we always did a certain degree of multifamily or projects or light commercial work. But up until the Great Recession of 2008, single family business was dominant for us, and it was probably 3/4 of our business, and then, you know, 1/4 of our business was multifamily. But when the recession hit, it redefined the building industry, and as we emerged from the recession in 2000, I think it was about 2011, we were asked to build a very large project for Mansfield State University in Pennsylvania. It was 2 large dormitory buildings. And at the time, Pennsylvania and New York State was experiencing with their educational system a lot of privatized student housing. And they reached out to the modular industry. And it really kickstarted us out of our recession for building and allowed us to open up our second plant. And that was about 1.5 to 2 years build. And we at that time were almost like a 1 in 2 person team in our multifamily, but that changed the whole dynamic because residential still was lagging behind. And as one successful project begot another successful project, and then Jason got involved in our multifamily division in 2013. And then Jason, why don't you take it from there and just talk a little bit about, you know, what has changed in the multifamily business and in the market, you know, where do you think it's headed and just kind of an overview of the multi market, because, you know, we get a lot of calls about it and some people know a lot about it and some people know very little about it.
Sure, Dave. You know, I remember 2013 very well. I mean, you know, when I came over to the multifamily division, you know, I had been thrown right into 2 large student housing projects for SUNY. And that's what I got my teeth cut on here in the multifamily. And, you know, at the time, like you said, we had a bunch of student housing projects within a good 2 or 3 year span there. And, you know, it seemed to be very popular at the time. You know, it's still there, but, you know, it's the sector, I think, has now gone more of a private developer scenario who partners with the universities to supply them with their needs, but rather than the universities directly. You know, in general, the multifamily market, you know, my experience is really that there's different needs and trends geographically. You know, I've noticed an influx of senior and supportive housing in the state of New Jersey. You know, it appears to be a large demand for that right now. Matter of fact, you know, just this week I was on the phone with a developer who, you know, I had built a project for about 2 years ago in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, and you know, he's talking to about 5 other municipalities, just, you know, looking to partner with him more on more units to meet their needs in the individual townships. You know, that's one segment of the market. You know, then you get into the market rate rental apartments, and, you know, like a big hot spot for that for us has been Philadelphia. I mean, that market has been great over the last 4 or 5 years. We've built some really good relationships with developers down there. I'm currently, you know, to this day, working on new relationships with others that are looking to do the same type of product. On another note, you know, I mean, there's also the affordable and workforce housing need in different areas. And, you know, right now, you know, what I see there, you know, is, you know, Westchester County area of New York, there's been a lot of activity in that. Even out on Long Island, for affordable, some senior, definitely workforce housing out there. So it's, you know, it's geographically, I think every area has certain needs, and, you know, we just try to fulfill them.
And it's really interesting, you know, and I know that we get a lot of inquiries about it, you know, even our single family guys, and it kind of states to, again, how the market has changed, that, you know, we'll, even when you're talking to a person, a new builder, about residential housing, and a lot of times the conversation evolves is, do you guys do multifamily? Because it's, you know, it, for a lot of different reasons, I think it's changed because it's the entry-level residential market, I say it exists to a degree, but it doesn't exist like it used to. And so that you know, changed into the new entry-level market could be rental housing for, you know, a college graduate that they can't, because of student loans, they can't afford the first-time home. And so they're, you know, like everything's they talk about the circle of life. Well, this is the circle of housing. And, you know, I'm interested in the complexity of these projects. Can you tell our listeners how complex do some of these projects get in a build out time? How long from the first time you say hello on the phone to the time that you do the final work walkthrough in the project? How long does this take?
So I'd have to answer that in probably, you know, just two parts here. So from a complexity, we build all different types of product, as you mentioned, you know, from the single family to multifamily, which could be townhouse style projects. It could be apartment, like two story apartment over under projects. It could be mid rise, double corridor loaded projects, and you know, in the mid rise market, ideally four stories, that falls under type 5 construction, which is common for us in anyone in the multifamily business. But when you get into five story buildings,